Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Everything we know about Dr. Ian Kay, he's got his crap together. That's one thing he does, except for his time. Either that or our producer screwed up.
Who
screwed
up? No, I have it in writing.
Who screwed up, Dr. Ian, you or our producer?
My publicist, how about that?
Oh, okay. You're blaming somebody else.
Blaming those people.
All right, that's a winner. Yeah. Well, we can do that.
Well, I don't want to throw her under the bus, but I'm sitting here. I'm very focused. She said 7:30. She sent me a text message 10 minutes ago, and then you guys like, we're looking for you half an hour ago. I'm like, what? I'm like, I was up since 5. I'm ready to go.
Of course you're up since 5. You're up since 5. We know that. All right. Well, welcome back, man. How you been?
Hey, guys.
We talked to you earlier in the pandemic, and you were working out and writing books, and you wrote another one, right? During the pandemic?
Yeah, man. It's really cool. The new book is called The Unspoken. It's a mystery for those who like thrillers and suspense. Mm-hmm. And it's based on a private investigator who kind of goes to the rough streets of Chicago and solves cases. He used to be a detective with the Chicago Police Department. Then he leaves and he takes on these cases. But it's a cool book.
I want to know this. Can I ask you this question? Because I love when I know that fiction writers have to come up with names. And when you came up with a guy that was called Ash Kane, where'd that come from? And how do you pick out a name for characters?
There's got to be real life inspirations in this. Are there
not? You know, that's a great question. I love names, by the way. Like, I'm obsessed with good names.
Yeah.
Like Jack Reacher.
Yes.
From Lee Child's books is just such a great name.
Yep.
So the Ash came from, this is really crazy. So I was on the American Council of Exercise, ACE. And
we were on that too. What year were you on that? We were on that too.
I was back about 5 years ago.
Okay. We just missed.
Yeah, all right.
And there was an older guy who his name was Ash.
Okay.
And I just like, man, I love that name.
Right.
Ash. So it just sounded so strong to me. So I always wanted to make a character named Ash.
Right.
And then the Kane part was because I've always liked how strong Michael Caine sounded.
Oh, yeah, that's a great
name. You know, the actor.
I spell it differently. Yeah, Michael Caine's real name is like Winkleberry or something like that. It's a weird, he's got a real bad name.
Yeah, I read that, yeah. But also, let me tell you something, guys, too. You want to reduce the number of syllables.
Got it.
So like 1 and 2 syllables is all you want. That actually confers strength in name. So Ash Kane, it just kind of adds that kind of,
through
that cadence to it, you know?
It works.
So there you go.
It works. Okay, so the protagonist in this book is called Ash Kane, right? The investigator.
Yes.
Okay.
And the writing process,
what
writers do always fascinates me. Hey, are these stories, have they been knocking around in your head for decades, and you finally put them together?
You know what's crazy is that when people, I read that, and I believe it's a real thing, when people talk about writer's block, knock on wood, I never had writer's block. In fact, just the opposite. I have so many stories that are in my computer, in my phone, that have, like, plot lines, and I just don't have enough time to write them. I mean, so I am never short of plot points and characters. But with this story, I've been wanting to write for a long time. I wrote another book called The Blackbird Papers, which was about an FBI agent who is investigating the death of his brother up in the mountains of New Hampshire. His brother was a teacher at Dartmouth. But, you know, these ideas are always just bouncing around, and I've already written the second installment of this series, called Wolf Point, and I got that from a kind of rip from the headlines kind of thing. But I get inspiration from everywhere, guys, everywhere.
And they do well for you, obviously, because somebody keeps printing them. So good for you, Dr.
Do you commit all this to memory, or are you constantly taking notes? Do you have notebooks just full of stuff?
So that's a really good question. So my process is different than most people. So I always write my books in my head first. So I don't really outline my books. There's some guys where they sit down and they outline chapter by chapter. I don't do that. What I do is I spend at least 2 months, literally, just thinking about how I'm going to start it, what's my midpoint, what's my ending, what the characters are like. So I get a feel in my head visually about what the – see, I write from a visual standpoint. So what does the book look like? What do these characters look like? And then when I feel like I've got enough Then I sit down. And the reason why that works for me is because I never have blocks, because I'm always like, it's like just the stuff is coming out of my head. You know what I mean? Because it's already built up.
Right.
And so when I sit down at the computer, boom, it just flows out.
But what comes first? Do you figure out the beginning and the end, and then you got to fill in the middle, or does it just fall together?
Yeah, for me, always is how do I want to start a book? Like, what's the opening scene? And to me, it's literally a scene, not just a chapter. What is the scene? In the Blackbird Papers, the scene was a guy was driving home. This professor is driving home from the president's mansion of the college, Dartmouth College. And he's, you know, people who know Dartmouth and New Hampshire, Vermont, really dark roads, not a lot of streetlights. And the guy stops to help a car that's abandoned, and they kill him. So to me, the opening is what I start with. This one, The Unspoken, starts with a very wealthy white woman from the North Shore of Chicago who comes down into the city, into the South Loop, and hires this black private investigator to find her missing daughter.
Does he have sex? Does he have sex with her?
He doesn't.
Oh, man. Have you wrote a love scene in any of these books yet?
So he does have a romantic interest.
Yeah.
But one part about this guy is that he got totally jilted at the altar.
Oh, okay.
His fiance left him and went to Paris. Mm-hmm. And so he's really wounded. So he kind of like, as great as he is, strong, smart, everything else he got on paper, he really is totally like PTSD with love. So he's trying to figure out how to get back into the game.
Wow. So no mommy porn.
Nah. Not in the first couple books.
Hey, I want to ask you this. Has anybody picked up the rights for a TV movie or a movie or anything?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes.
For which book?
For The Unspoken.
Okay.
They want to make it a streaming, like Netflix or Amazon Prime.
Oh, cool.
Actually, 2 days ago, I talked to a writer, and they're putting it. The way these things work, by the way, is, you know, you get a producer. The producer says, hey, I want to make this into a movie or a TV show. Once that happens, the producer and the author of the book, like me, you figure out what other writer, because, you know, writing for books and writing for TV are very different things.
Right.
So you typically get another writer on board, and you go through a list of people, and you interview them and say, you know what, we bond, we have chemistry. Then you put together a pitch, and you go pitch it to these guys.
Well, I want to ask you this then, because I know you're not an actor, but you're a handsome African-American man, so would you see yourself playing this character? There you go. Step in you want to be Ash Kane, don't you? I know you do.
Well, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
My kids would disown me if I ever tried to do that. They're already like, you know, they're teenagers.
Yeah.
So everything I do is corny,
yes,
old-fashioned.
Yes.
You know, dad.
I got two teenagers there too. I know that feeling. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Everything I do, I can't even sing to. If I try to dance, everything I do, seriously, is a problem. So out of respect for my home life,
right,
I wouldn't do it. But I do have to say this though.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things in Ash Kane that are me. For example, he loves golf. He's a golf addict.
Right.
He loves classic cars. He's determined, you know, like he can't, when something gets in his craw, he can't stop going after it. So he is kind of my alter ego, but he's better than me. He's smarter and all this kind of stuff. But, no, there are a couple guys I think that could play him well. And we'll see what happens. I mean, I'm excited for it. I really think it'd be a great character on screen.
Well, you play a doctor well, and you are going to be the new host of The Doctors. And that show is being revamped, I guess. It's just you, right?
Yeah, when that first came on,
I've
kind of lost track of that.
Congratulations, by the way.
Yeah, but when it first came on, they dispensed information, and then it just got kind of sensational and salacious. So what direction are they taking it now with you?
Yeah, so it's crazy. You know, I always say, you know, when you're least looking for things, that's when things come to you.
Right.
So I wasn't looking for this show. Literally, I was on my hands and knees, weeding my garden, sweaty, dirty, and I get this text message from a number I didn't recognize. And they were like, hey, Dr. Ian, we potentially have an opportunity for you that you may like. Can we talk to you? So I was like, okay. So I call the number, and it's the executive producer of The Doctors. You know, Dr. Phil and his son Jay, they own the show.
Okay.
Oh, they do.
And yeah, they own the show. They started it. Yep. Stage 29 Productions. And they were like, you know, we're going to revamp the show. We want to, you know, change it, more energy, this and that. And then she says, do you want to do it? So I was like,
oh my God, out of the blue, out of the blue like that. Now, are you going to film? Are you filming that in Chicago, or are you going to film that in L.A.?
So we used to be on the Paramount lot in L.A.
Right.
That's where Dr. Phil tapes. But you know, with COVID, there are no more live audiences.
Right.
And so that huge studio we used to have, because I did one season with them 6 years ago.
Okay.
So that huge studio we had is obviously, you know, null and void because we can't use audiences. So they moved it to Connecticut, a new set in Connecticut, a beautiful set, amazing set, and that's where I film. I film in Connecticut.
And that starts when?
Monday.
Monday,
September,
that's right.
Yeah, Monday, September 21st. It's going to be great. We have Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. We talk about Chadwick Boseman. So it's a really cool opening show. And we're going to do things different. For example, I'm having a book club where we're going to talk about books.
All right.
I just don't want to do the X's and O's of medicine.
Right.
I want to talk about life, right, and look holistically. So we're going to have musicians come on, right, and I'm going to talk to them for a few minutes and then say, hey, guys, sing us to break. We're going to have comedians come on. I want to do, like, something called a lighter take where comedians come on and kind of riff about, you know, the headlines, the medical headlines. So we're really reformatting it. I'm just excited for people to see it.
That's very cool. Congratulations. Excellent.
Yeah, our buddy Bill Engvall used to come on there every once in a while, and he kind of got mad because they never let him talk. So when
there,
comedians
there were,
on,
there were five doctors on
right,
there.
Are you going to let him talk?
Well, it's only going to be him and that one comedian, so of course you're going to let him talk, right? Dr. Ian
Case. Well, guys, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
They'll be able to talk. It's just me on the set, and do a lot of listening. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of listening.
Yeah, well, you'll want them to talk if it's just you two on the set. You got to fill that time up. Is that an hour-long show or a half hour?
It's an hour, I think.
It's an hour-long show, Monday through Friday. So we have a lot of real estate. Yeah, you guys got to come on the show.
I think your producers will say no.
Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, yeah, I'd do it in a heartbeat. Nobody knows who the hell we are. I mean, some people do, but that'd be very cool.
You've seen what we look like, dude, haven't you?
No, guys, I just thought of this. This would be fantastic.
All right.
You guys got to come on. I'm not kidding you.
Okay,
you
gotta
send
up,
Linda.
Craig. We got a shower.
How would I book you guys? Who books you guys?
That you're talking to him.
Okay, all right.
Who books you guys? We do have a producer. Our producer, right? Okay, yeah. What we talk about? Well, we talk about the radio show and you and everything. Right?
Sleep deprivation.
Alcoholism. Well, not about me. No, not about me. But we can talk about kind of your lifestyle and kind of how. Listen, I'm serious. I think that people are very intrigued. They hear your voices. They don't see you unless they go on social media, but they hear your voices every day.
Right.
But they wonder, what is your life like? Like how do these guys do this? And I think that that's intriguing to people. Seriously.
I would do your show in a heartbeat. Your producers might not want us on there, but we would do it in a heartbeat. And Todd's wrong. We're not young, but we clean up okay. We'd be fine. All right.
Okay, good. And you can zoom in from the studio.
You can zoom
in from your studio.
That would even be better, actually.
Oh, good. I'll put one of them Snapchat filters up there.
We'll look like little bunnies or something like that. All right.
My skin will be all clear.
Giant doe eyes.
Yeah, that would... Who books us? That's my favorite question, by the way. All right, we got one. I pushed out there. The doctors is on Monday. Dr. Ian K. Smith, the book is The Unspoken. That comes out when?
That's out now?
Oh, it's out
now?
You can get it now. Go to Amazon.com and you can order. It's actually really inexpensive, so get it from Amazon. And follow me on Instagram at Dr. Ian Smith. Spell the doctor out, I-A-N Smith. Send me some messages or, you know, send me some DMs, some topics you want, who you think should come on the show. I like to interact with the audience a lot.
Love you, Doc. Appreciate it, man. Take care.
Love you guys.
We'll work something out.
I'm serious. We're going to get you on the show, okay?
All right. We'll do it.
All right.
Thank you, Doc.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
All right, guys.
Bye-bye.
Take care. See you.
All right. That's right. We couldn't actually go there because nobody in the studio anymore. Had to be Zoom.
Well, we do have a TV studio down the hall, too. We might be able to ask him for an hour.
Whatever, man.
We'll do that after we're
going to make sure we trim our pubes before that, though.
Committed to Ian Bagg wanted us to do thing. All the Ians wanted us to do thing.
Yeah.
Are we going to do the Ian Bagg thing? Yeah. I would do that for Ian.
I talked. We exchanged a couple of emails, and I said, okay, when would – and then it just – I haven't heard anything from him.
We got to get moving.
Yeah, I thought it was sometime this month.
Yeah, he did.
We talked to him about a month ago.
We got to move on this career thing we got going, Todd. Yeah. All right. Nobody else is helping us. So Dr. Ian K. Smith can help us.
We got to take it upon ourselves, obviously.
Who books you?
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I love that you got a random text saying a great opportunity you might want. When's the last time you got that text, Nick?
It's been a while, if ever.
When's the last time you got a text that said, got a great opportunity, make sure you call us? Our agent doesn't even say that to us.
Oh, no.
Great opportunity, make sure you call us.
Do shows in Kearney count?
Our agent calls us when he has a great opportunity for him.
Yeah, yes, it does. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, hear what's happening
That's what
to me.
He's touting his accomplishments.
Here's what's happening to me.
Yeah, last time you got that text, Nick, it was from the Menker, and it was a lie.
I got the text from the retaining wall.
Once again.
I called them.
A little bit different than, hey, you want to come host the Doctors? That's what Dr. Ian K. Smith got.
You want to take over a nationally syndicated television show?
Nah.
He'll be great on there.
Of course he'll be great. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, he's good in everything.
Yeah.
He's writing mystery. I figured he was going to have like a diet book or something. No, he's writing fiction.
He's writing fiction. He still writes those books.
It is comforting that his kids give him crap too.
Yeah, because obviously he's a cool dude.
Good looking, cool, fit guy.
Yeah.
National TV, like whatever, Dad.
Oh, and by the way, to follow up, Michael Caine is actually Maurice Joseph Micklewhite Jr.
I was kind of right.
Micklewhite.
I knew it was something like that.
You were close. Yeah. You were close. Yeah. Not as cool as Michael Caine.
No, Michael Caine's a great stage name.
Yeah, Dr. Smith does a lot of things well. However, he may want to check in with someone else on his judgment of choice of guests on his show.
Once again, I think his producers will nix it, but whatever.
Hopefully someone will put a stop to that.
It's not live, Craig. They can edit it.
No, I mean, it's a learning curve for him.
Like, edit our answers.
It's a learning curve for him. Now, he does a lot of things very, very well.
But
I don't know about booking guests on his television show.
An afternoon syndicated program might not handle our humor.
Okay.
Because
he knows, though.
Oh, he does.
He's familiar.
He knows that.
Yeah. He's been here.
Yeah, he's been in the studio.
He flew in specifically to hang out with us. Yes,
he made us food.
Right. Oh, he did bring us food.
That's right, he did.
I was waiting for when you asked if that character had sex in the book.
Yeah.
I was waiting for him to be like, nah, but he masturbates a lot. Then he goes to toss one off again.
Sam Jackson promised
that's the book in your head. Your PI masturbates a lot. Got it.
Yeah. That's why I never sit down at the computer and knock that out.
The book in my head.
It's a PI, but he's masturbating all the time. He can't solve anything.
Nick Allen.
Yeah. Right. The protagonist in my book is the name I came up with today, Harry Biceps.
Yeah, I like that one.
I see a whole series.
Of Harry Biceps.
Harry Biceps.
Oh, you know he masturbates. He's got Harry Biceps,
sure.
Yeah, went from the palm all the way up to the bicep.
You masturbate enough, your biceps get hairy, kids. Be careful.
Try it.
They will.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.